This is Morning Edition on NHPR. New Hampshire is second best when it comes to childhood well-being. That's according to a national report released this morning. Now, that's up from fourth from the year before in the annual Kids Count report put out by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. While that's good news, there is data to suggest that families who are living in poverty are becoming more isolated in this state. The report also found the state tied for the highest number of teens that are abusing drugs and alcohol. Ellen Feinberg is executive director of New Hampshire Kids Count, and she joins us now to talk about this new report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
Let's start with some good news. The state's childhood poverty rate dropped to 10% in 2013. That's a big improvement from the year before, where it was at 16%. So should we be celebrating?
It's certainly good news that New Hampshire's poverty rate has gone down from its spike of 16%. However, it has steadily increased from 2000, when we were the child poverty rate was at 6%, to 10% now. So that's 30,000 children approximately in New Hampshire. That's a lot of kids who live below the poverty rate in families of four. That's two adults, two kids, earning less than $25,000 a year.
One number that really stands out in the report is children living in high poverty areas in the state. Now, that doubled in 1 year. So I'm wondering, does this signal a trend toward families in poverty becoming more segregated from the general population?
I think it just shows that there are areas in our state that have higher concentrations of children living in poverty. But as we know, there's poverty everywhere in our state.
Mm-hmm. You don't see more areas of concentrated poverty.
I think that we should wait and look at the numbers next year and see if this is a spike or a trend.
Okay. Let's talk about the data on substance abuse. While there's been improvement in other states, New Hampshire is now tied for the highest number of teens who are misusing alcohol and drugs. Is this a looming crisis here in the state, and what needs to be done about it?
We definitely have a crisis in this state, and you have heard that, as have I, from so many different people across the spectrum. It's been trumpeted everywhere, and the Annie Casey report tells us is that this state is not investing in prevention and treatment the way it should be. New Hampshire has the lowest investment in prevention and treatment of any state in New England. In fact, our investment is about $3.60 per person, whereas in a state like Vermont, it's $7 per person, and in Connecticut, it's $43 per person. So we have a long way to go.
What else struck you about the report? What are some of the positives and some of the negatives that you're taking away from it?
I think that New Hampshire overall does a good job with our kids, and we have to celebrate that fact. But we need to use these reports as a wake-up call for areas that we can improve and we should be improving. We are overall a well-to-do state, and there's no reason that we can't invest more in our children who are our future.
Ellen Feinberg is executive director of New Hampshire Kids Count. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.